Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Crunch time! Crunch time! You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crunch time! Crunch time!
That's right. It is crunch time. It's Wednesday night. We are on the road. It is the road show here at CBD American Shaman. We are right off of Shawnee Mission Parkway, right next to one of my favorite places in the whole world, the Johnny's Tavern. It is packed. If you're driving into Johnny's, stop in and get some good CBD American Shaman products, and then go ahead and take the tincture, put it in your drink, and
there you go.
Make it healthy.
There you go.
What do you think, Frank? Just make it healthy.
And then have a little veggie pizza. You're ready to go.
Have a veggie pizza. All right, guys. Well, hey, listen, this is the time of the year in the NFL when just about everybody is on vacation. It's the quiet time. Don't tell people in Kansas City it's the quiet time. We'll go through what's going on with Tyreek Hill here in a minute. And you know, a certain thing that happened here at the station, kind of the quiet time is not among us right now here in Sports Radio 810 WHB, but we will fight through it. And, you know, hey, one of the things that we have to, as a group, is kind of rally around, and we are going to do that. And we're going to talk some football. We're going to talk some Kansas City Chiefs.
The latest on Tyreek Hill.
The good thing is that the coaches are on break after what happened earlier in the week. So, but we will fight through it. And you guys, hey, listen, this isn't the time or place. There may be someday, but this isn't the time or place, and we'll go from there. But, yes, we are, Frank. We are over here in off of Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee at the CBD American Shaman. And, they once again, great deals here and also an opportunity to do what?
Yeah, you bet. You can sign up for that big tailgate. Tickets for less than the Zarda Barbecue. Contest ends on August 21st. There will be one lucky winner is going to win a $500 gift card to Tickets for Less. You can go to ticketsforless.com to get the best cheap seats at the best prices and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. Enjoy Zarda Barbecue's award-winning burnt ends at both of their locations in Lenexa and Blue Springs. The only place you can sign up for that is right here when we take our Crunch Time Roadshow on the road to virtually every CBD American Shaman in the greater Kansas City area. Tonight, we're in Shawnee, 13213 Shawnee Mission Parkway, Shawnee, Kansas, 66216. Stick it in your direction finder and come on in here and see us and sign up for that terrific prize package. It's just unbelievable from both Tickets for Less and from Zarda Barbecue and with our great people from CBD American Shaman.
So. Yeah, one of the things that we did break earlier in the week that Tyreek Hill was going to meet with the NFL, which was a nice story that 810 was able to get out there. And it has happened. Frank has some of the details on what transpired. Frank was beating the old kind of bushes with some of his old people that he knows he's the guy has been doing radio here.
All right,
and
enough.
TV here for 35 years.
Enough.
So he knows just about every – his sources have white beards. So,
Frank, right.
What'd you find out?
They're very sage individuals. Well, according to Pro Football Talk, as we get through all that, according to Pro Football Talk, just a few minutes ago, Tyreek Hill met for 8 hours with the NFL Special Counsel for Investigations, Lisa Friel, and her deputy, Jennifer Gaffney. Notice they are both women, which surprised me just a little bit. Thought maybe they have a man and woman on there, but they did not. They are both women. He met with them from 8:30 until 4:30. This 8:30 this morning till 4:30 this afternoon. Now, what they'll do, they'll turn their findings into Roger Goodell. They will make recommendations to Roger Goodell, and if the NFL decides to discipline Hill, he would then have another meeting in New York with the commissioner, Roger Goodell. So, what they're trying to get this, all this stuff done before they open training camp in the end of July.
Because it's only fair for the Kansas City Chiefs. And really,
right, it is.
The fan base also to kind of know, and also don't underestimate the power of fantasy football also in the NFL.
Because, that's a good point.
Because people want to know if Tyreek Hill is going to be suspended for 4 to 8 games. And, you know, I'm telling you, as an ex-NFL player, one of the things that always get asked to do is to get involved with by the NFL, NFL fantasy teams, and get involved with the NFLPA. That is a big part of what the NFL is now. Fantasy football is huge, and I promise you that part of this, not only with all the other logistics also, but people want to know, and the fantasy football leagues all want to know, is Tyreek Hill going to be suspended for, and how long? And it's only fair that they know before the season starts.
Yeah, right. Not, you know, I'm sure Tyreek Hill wants to know, too. So it's going to be extremely interesting to find out exactly what the investigators recommend to the NFL and to Roger Goodell, and then just go from there. I think what they'll come out, they'll interview him, they'll talk to him in New York if it's recommended by the special investigator, Lisa Friel, and her deputy, Jennifer Gaffney. If they recommend, here's what we found, we're going to send it to you, Commissioner Goodell. You can recommend whether you want to suspend him and for how long. And then,
or you can recommend whether he goes out to New York and has a second round of interviews, or they say, well, listen, I think we kind of have a good feel for what it is, and here's the findings.
Right, but I think he will get another meeting in New York with Roger Goodell. Deal is that they can suspend him for, say they recommend suspending for 8 games, for half the season. Okay, just, I'm not saying they're going to do that. And then Tyreek Hill would want to have an opportunity and have some time to, you know, to fight that a little bit and see if he can get that reduced. And then they go back to him, and he says, I want to get this reduced. The NFL comes back to him and says, okay, we're only going to suspend you for 4 games. Right. And then they go on their merry way, because that's it. Once you petition the NFL to reduce your sentence here, then the NFL is going to make a recommendation back to you, and they're going to tell you, okay, we're going to do you for – it's going to happen for 4 games instead of 8.
And also remember –
and I'm not saying it's going to be 8 games.
No.
I'm not recommending 8 games. All I'm trying to tell you is – that's how the NFL works.
Right, and I don't know if you remember the kind of the letter that he put together that was to the NFL, and I think it was to the fans. I can't remember when that letter came out, whether it was a couple months ago or right after this
whole situation.
It was a while
back, yeah.
But if you read between the lines in that letter, one of the parts of the letter talked about how I want to thank, you know, my family, I want to thank the fans, I want to thank the Chiefs organization, and I want to thank the NFLPA or the union, who has been involved with this whole thing. So the union has been involved. The union is on his side. The union is going to do everything they possibly can to make sure that he is dealt with accordingly, one way or the other, but they're on his side. So this isn't like Tyreek Hill is going in there with just his own private lawyers. He has the NFL Players Association behind him also. So when you talk about, you know, if they say 8 games, well, the NFL Players Association and his lawyers, everybody else, are going to say, listen, we're going to appeal this and see if we can get it down to 4 or 6 or whatever it is. So there's a lot of stuff roaming around.
But moving
more
parts.
Important than that is the Kansas City Chiefs, as a team, they need to know if Tyreek Hill is going to be playing 8 games this year, 12 games this year, or no games this year. They need to know when they're putting together their game plan. And believe me, they're going to start doing that here fairly soon. Right now, like I just told you, they're on vacation about 2 or 3 weeks. But when they get back, they'll be back for 2 weeks before the players
they'll
get
know.
And they have to know, because
know that
is when they do a lot of the game planning, especially for the first 4 games.
Right, because remember, the investigators are not allowed to talk to Tyreek Hill until everything was settled, especially with Department of Family Services.
Just like our guest told us. Remember?
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
And they take their time. In fact, I think they did a pretty good job of expediting this whole process.
They did.
So that the Chiefs and the NFL and the NFL Players Association will know and should know what the whole thing is going to be all about when it's all said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, breaking news, Pro Football Talk, Tyreek Hill met from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 this afternoon with NFL Special Counsel for Investigations, Lisa Friel, and her deputy, Jennifer Gaffney. Now, remember, if the NFL decides to discipline Hill, he would have another meeting in New York with Commissioner Roger Goodell, talk to him and see if he could get that penalty reduced at that point. If there is a penalty that could... this could end up, I don't expect him to end up with no games as far as, you know, not being, disciplined for no games, especially for what they do have on tape. So we'll just have to see what happens here.
Yeah, and the Chiefs deserve to know, and Tyreek deserves to know, and just I think all of us here in Kansas City and NFL fans need to know also, so that we can adjust accordingly. Absolutely.
And yeah, this has been dragging on for a long time.
And, you know, just thinking about these two gals that are in there and having this interview, and if you think about just almost 9 hours of interviews and probably not too many breaks, but they're going through not just this situation, but they're going through
They went all the way back.
All the way back to how he was treated as a young man, how maybe even how his parents, you know, were raised, and all these different levels of questions and diving into relationships and diving into, you know, how he met his fiance and you know, and
how he got back with her
and going through the whole Oklahoma situation. I mean, they're digging deep and they're crossing all their T's and dotting all their I's. And that process was not a comfortable process for Tyreek Hill and whoever was in there with him. I'm sure he had lawyers in there with him.
Oh, he has a lawyer. There's no doubt.
And I'm sure that there was times when lawyers said, hey, maybe we shouldn't answer that question. But I bet that was few and far between because the NFL isn't really held to any kind of legal standard. They want to know what they want to know, and they're going to make their decision on that. This isn't they're trying to build a case as far as prosecution. They have different rules than the legal system does, and the NFL is going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, they've got to know exactly what to do, how this falls under their parameters, the disciplines they've handed out in the past in situations like this. That will all come into play as far as Tyreek Hill is concerned. Right now, we have no idea. I think there's a lot of people out there now that don't expect a whole lot to happen here, that don't expect a real long suspension for him. But whether it's two games or four games or whatever it may be, the Chiefs want to know and have to find out. And the NFL wants to know as well, like you said, Timmy. So it will get itself worked out, and it'll probably be worked out here within the next, I'd say within the next 2 weeks we'll know exactly. Not only will we know the initial findings by the NFL and the initial suspension that they suggest, and then also when he will make an appeal on this, or if he makes an appeal. It might end up being two games. He might not appeal that.
Right.
Because they might go to him, look, we're going to give you two games. Just don't appeal this.
Right.
And there's a lot of things the NFL can do.
I think even four games he wouldn't appeal. I think anything over four he's going to try to appeal. But I think up to the first quarter of the season, I think he'd say, okay, listen, you know, I'll accept this. Let's move on and let's get to business and get back to work. So, yeah, so, guys, so that's where we're at with the Tyreek Hill. Great job, Frank, of breaking that little part of it. And so we are – moving on from Tyreek, as Tyreek, we will find out here in the next couple of weeks because the Chiefs need to know. They need to have their game plans and who they're going to have on the field at the beginning of the season and who's going to be available. You know, how many wide receivers they bring into training camp, a guy goes down, all these different numbers. It's really important that one guy, even though he is a very, very important player, he still is a number and a slot of numbers that they have to have organized and ready to go as the NFL progresses through training camp and then out through their cuts. So it is a very, very important.
Yeah, this is a time where, as Andy Reid said to his players, don't come back on crutches.
Right, don't come back on crutches. We talked about that last week. So,
right.
Frank, I don't know if you saw, so this is the time of the year, once again, there's really not a lot of stuff going on. Most of the NFL guys are on vacation. So this is when most of the prognosticators and the different media people and sports writers, they come up with all these lists. They come up with, you know, kind of ranking this and ranking that. So the Chiefs roster was ranked sixth overall in the NFL. Okay, so I don't have in front of me who the top five are, but the Chiefs were ranked number six.
I could probably find that.
You could find that. Okay, so the strengths of the Kansas City Chiefs, according to this list, according to this ranking, was obviously the quarterback. Now, remember, you know, this is a second-year guy. He basically played 1 year. And he is the strength of this team, which is, to me, really important. But really, even past that, I've talked to some people over there that said that he had an unbelievable OTA, an unbelievable minicamp, because he has not settled for the status quo. And that's what great quarterbacks do. You talk to Tommy Brady, you talk to Peyton Manning, you talk to all those guys. They try to find one or two things that they can get better at as OTAs and minicamps progress. As when training camp comes, hopefully they've kind of worked on those little things that they wanted to get done, and now they're looking at a couple other things. Hey, what can I do to make myself a better quarterback? So according to all the people that I've talked to over there, part of the thing that he has been working on is, Frank, and I think this is really important because just for health and longevity, and we all want Patrick Holmes to be healthy, and we want him to play a full season. We don't want him to take a lot of those unnecessary hits that I thought he took last year. He's working on staying in the pocket and moving in the pocket and throwing from the pocket. That has been a point of emphasis for Patrick Mahomes in this OTA. It's been a point of emphasis in the minicamp. I'm sure it'll be a point of emphasis in training camp. And there's a lot of different drills that you could do. I've seen guys with brooms. I've seen guys with bags where they're throwing the brooms or throwing the bags up and trying to get into that space where you have to step sideways or you got to back up and slide one way or another to find that hole, to find that seam, to find that vision in the pocket, because it gets ugly and it gets ugly quick in there. And one of the things a young quarterback likes to do, and we saw this last year from Patrick Mahomes, and listen, he did a great job of it. And I'll tell you, if he has to do it, he's unbelievable at it. He's left-handed throws, creating outside of the pocket.
No look passes.
But the one thing that you have to always be worried about when you're doing those kind of things is taking the unnecessary hit. All it takes, knock on wood, is one of those low hits or a separated shoulder, somebody falling on a guy outside of the pocket, what happened to Aaron Rodgers, and the season's over. So the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes must have met and said, one of the things that we really need you to get better at, or probably better is not the word, more comfortable at, is standing and being in the pocket and finding different ways to make the plays outside of the inside the pocket rather than outside the pocket. So that was the strength. The weakness was the pass rush. And if you think about it, they lost D4, they lost Justin Houston, two of the big-time pass rush sack guys for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I think with Spagnuolo in this defense, I think they're going to be able to create some sacks, but there is not a guy. The guys that they brought in, Clark and the kid from Cleveland, what's his name?
Ogba.
Ogba. I know.
Spitting out a name, Tim.
I'm sorry I threw that at you. But
plus, they have a pretty good defensive line rotation, the Chiefs right now.
They do. There's not a lot of sack guys in that. There's guys that can penetrate and make plays, but if you look at the sacks from those guys,
Clark and Okafor, defensive ends. Okafor, you got Speaks and Ogba. You've got Jones, great hopefully.
Yeah.
And, if they could ever get anything out of Tano Passanio, but right now they still haven't. Nobody said one word about K-Pass. Nobody at the moment.
Right.
And then you've got Nottie. You got Xavier Williams. You've got Kalen Saunders. So you've got some people that you can use on that defensive line, all across that defensive line. Rotate different people in and out, but that's where they're looking right now.
Right, absolutely. But if you're looking at it, the unknown, because there hasn't really been a lot of evidence of big sack numbers from some of the guys that are there. Can they step up and take over the loss of sacks from D4 and Justin Houston? So according to this list, the weakness, and I agree with it. I do think that they're going to be good at getting after the quarterback. I think the Chiefs are going to be fine defensively, but that is a question mark. The weakness is obviously getting to the quarterback, and can they get to the quarterback without being schemed to the quarterback? Right. Can they win? Can they get to a second move and make a play, get one-on-one against the offensive lineman to get to the quarterback? And then the X factor, which is a perfect segue into the guy we're going to be talking to here in the next 10 minutes, the X factor is the running backs. How are these running backs and the running back by committee, how is that going to fit into this offense? And you probably have the list of names. You got Damian Williams. You got Carlos Hyde.
I think right now that I think they want to go with Damian Williams as their main guy. I think they don't want to do a committee, but if it gets to that point, they will. Damian Williams really showed some flash at the end of last year. Carlos Hyde is in there now. You can't forget the fullback, Anthony Sherman. The guy can play, and they're putting him in better and better positions to get it done. But I think they'd much rather just have those two running backs sort of carry the load for him, and Damian Williams carrying 75% of that load.
But if you look at the blueprint for winning Super Bowls over the last couple of years, you got to look at the New England Patriots. If you look at the New England Patriots, they really never have a superstar running back. They have a bunch of guys who can do a bunch of things pretty good.
Yeah.
They can run the ball pretty good. They go out and line up in the slot and catch the ball pretty good. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs, the NFL is a copycat league. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs look at these running backs and look at the skill level of the running backs they have and say, okay, listen, how can we put them in the best position to make plays, not only from the backfield, but in certain positions in the offense, whether it's a slot, whether it's wide, whatever. Because if you look at the Patriots and you're like, wow, you got a plethora of running backs that are just barely known that make plays, and obviously with a great quarterback, makes other guys around him great, and that's what I hope and I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to do with these running backs.
Yeah, sure, and they'll just scheme it. Andy Reid will scheme it so that, you know, these guys get one-on-one situations that are conducive to them. And then the defense, of course, is going to be over there trying to scheme against you and trying to figure out what they're doing. So it's going to be the chess match between the head coaches and the head coach, Andy Reid, the offense coordinator, Andy Reid, for all practical purposes, with most of the play calling here. And then, your defense coordinator trying to figure out what the Chiefs are going to do. And remember, everybody now has film and tape on Patrick Mahomes, so they'll have a better idea what this guy can do. They know what he can do. They are going to run or try to run with the wide receivers and tight end all the way down the field instead of going, I'm 45 yards downfield. Well, why am I still running this? He can't throw it down here. And he throws it over your head for a touchdown. So everybody knows they got to keep going. As long as Mahomes has got the ball in his hands, you got to run with that receiver the whole way. That's why they love to have Tyreek Hill back here, because not many people can run with him. But you try to isolate your guys like the Anthony Shermans and Damian Williams on the linebackers and people who are slower than they are to try to get them out in space and get them out so they can get open and, make some yards.
You're absolutely right when you said that, and I never thought about that. But I think you're right. I think one of the points of emphasis by defensive coordinators this year, when they look at Patrick Mahomes, is telling their corners and telling their safeties, you got to keep the depth, you got to keep the back pedal. You cannot stop at a play. You've got to stay with the wide receivers. And those wide receivers, when plays break down, they're going all over the place, and the corners there are not paying attention at all to what's underneath. And I think what's underneath is going to be really big. Travis Kelce's not going to fool anybody. They're going to have somebody watching him, but probably bracketing him. But I do think, just like you said, I think the running backs and maybe two tight ends, a second tight end, whoever that's going to be, is going to have some big plays, because there's going to be plenty of room from that line of scrimmage to that deep receiver. And when you have 60, 50 yards or 40 yards from the quarterback to that deepest receiver, there's a lot of room for those guys to roam around and make
that
plays.
That opens up space right there. So, try to get Kelce open. Everyone knows who he is. But, again, if Tyreek Hill's here, Sammy Watkins is healthy the whole time, you've got to pick your poison. You've got to go, can we go single on Tyreek, or we got to go over under on him? Are we going to be able to go single with a strong safety or whatever on Travis Kelce? Will you be able to go single on the other side with Sammy Watkins? What are we going to do? Oh, all of a sudden, Damian Williams is in a slot. Who's watching him? So it's going to be, when you're running up against the Chiefs offense, you've got your hands full.
You do, and you can't just play man. Because
no, you cannot.
Once again, Patrick Mahomes can make plays underneath, and he also can make plays with his feet. Remember, when the guys are turned around, they're running after wide receivers, and you have, linebackers one-on-one with Patrick Mahomes, he's going to beat him every time. And the other thing is, you can't really play zone, because if you play zone, then those zones are so deep that everything is wide open underneath with those mesh patterns and crossing patterns and the backside of the backfield. So a lot of big things the Chiefs could do against defenses, and you're right, I think defensive coordinators are sweating it out. But I can't wait to talk to Christian about a couple things too. Number one is, you're going to have, and you brought this up, it was a great point, with Damian Williams and Carlos Hyde, and, somebody else may fall into this. How do you handle, can you get into a groove if they're pulling you out, if you're like Barry Word and Christian Okoye, where,
Boy, they were the good old days.
They were. They were two big, strong backs, and they'd wear you out. But there were times when Barry would get the most handoffs and the most touches, and Christian would come in and it wasn't the same guy. He just wasn't in the flow. He wasn't in the game as much, maybe mentally or physically. And then there was times when Barry also didn't get the ball as much. He came in, he wasn't. So it takes away too. Great running backs get in the flow of the game. When they get in the flow of the game, they want to stay in there and play.
Yeah, right. I want to ask Christian too, difference now about the running back's role in today's NFL compared to what it was back in the day with him. I think we all know NFL teams used to build their rosters around running backs.
Yeah.
Now they're building rosters around the quarterbacks and throwing the football, keep throwing the football, because that's what the analytics are telling them. Keep throwing the football. It's all going to work out in your favor. So we're going to take a quick break here. You're on the Crunch Time Roadshow. Tim Grunhard and Frank Bohl. We are at CBD American Shaman in Shawnee. You can come in and sign up for this terrific tailgate package. Tickets for less than Zarda Barbecue. We're going to pick the winner on August 21st. If you're the winner, $500 gift card to Tickets for Less. You can go to ticketsforless.com to get the best Chiefs seats at the best prices. in a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. You can enjoy Zarda Barbecue's award-winning burnt ends at both of their locations in Lenexa and Blue Springs. Come on in and join us. 13213 Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee, Kansas. Tim Grunhardt, Frank Bowl. You are listening to Crunch Time in the Nigerian Nightmare. Christian Okoye is going to join us next.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. We are here at CBD American Shaman, right off of Shawnee Mission Parkway, right next to Johnny's Tavern, one of the iconic, great restaurant bars in Kansas City off of Shawnee Mission Parkway. Come on in and see us, and then go over and grab yourself a nice Johnny's cheeseburger and a cold beer and hang
veggie
out.
Veggie pizza, something
good. Yeah, watch a little TV. We are blessed to have my buddy on, a guy that every time I get out of bed in the morning and try to walk to the bathroom, I think about Christian Okoye. How are you, buddy?
That's the best thing I've ever heard, Christian. You believe that? Oh my gosh. How are you, Christian?
I'm great, man. How about you guys?
We're doing awesome. Hey, before we get into all this Chief stuff and all that kind of good stuff, let's talk a little bit about you and congratulations. I don't think a lot of people know how involved you are with the California Sports Hall of Fame, and you guys just had your induction. You put Jim Gray in. I saw Jim Gray was in. I also saw that Bill Walton was put in. I saw that Troy McSwain was put in. A bunch of big names. The Christensens were there. Great family, great football people. Just awesome group of guys. It looked like a blast. First of all, tell us a little bit about how this class was and some of the cool things that happened at the Hall of Fame, and tell us how you got involved.
Well, it actually started in 2003 after I was inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame up in Springfield. And after that, I started thinking if California had one. And the first person I called was Bill Walsh at the time. He was alive. And he told me, he says, no, he's never heard of one. So I told him, I said, if I start one, would you support? He said, yes. So when I found out there was no California Sports Hall of Fame, I started calling on all the big names in California, including Magic Johnson and Reggie Jackson, John Wooden, Tommy Lasorda, of course, Eric Dickerson, my friend, and Marcus Allen, and trying to get support, and they all supported. So I started this in 2006, and our first induction was in 2007. So we've been doing this now for 13 years. And it's a blast. It's a blast because, you know, it gives me a chance to meet some of these guys that I hear of. I never get to meet them, but they show up at the induction and get inducted.
So you actually founded the California Sports Hall of Fame?
Yes, I sure did.
That's incredible. That is so good. That is so super, because I know probably when you were inducted in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, and of course you're in the Chiefs Hall of Fame as well, is the fact that, you know, you just, what a thrill that is. And I know, you know, California is such a big state that's had so many incredible athletes in it, and to never have a Sports Hall of Fame is mind-boggling to me. That just boggles my mind.
I know. In California, because it's such a big state, you know, we have Hall of Fames all over the place. We have Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. We have Riverside Sports Hall of Fame, San Diego Sports Hall of Fame. We have Jewish Sports Hall of Fame and Orange County Sports Hall of Fame. So there are so many, you know, separate, different Sports Hall of Fames in California, but there was no California Sports Hall of Fame. So when I put that on, everybody was surprised. And it's just going strong right now.
Well, it is, and congratulations on doing that. And, you know, one of my favorite guys when I was growing up in basketball was Bill Walton, and he is such a personality, man. I mean, a guy that, you know, the oil and water between Hidden and Wooden, but they made it work. Tell us a little bit about Bill and how his introduction speech was. That's got to be interesting.
Bill, Bill is just incredible. You know, he's a superhuman being and just full of life, very happy guy. Every time you see him, you know, he calls me all the time and asking me, how's everything going? What can I do? How can I help? You know, so there's one of the biggest supporters of the California Sports Hall of Fame. He got inducted, I would say, about 7 years ago, but he comes every year after that. He comes every year after that, supporting and helping to nominate and vote on some of those people that get inducted. So this year, his good friend was Jim Gray, and he presented Jim Gray, and his speech was just incredible. When he talked to Bill Walton, Bill doesn't give small speeches. If you tell Bill Walton that he has 3 minutes to make a speech, he takes 40 minutes, you know? But you can't get mad at Bill because his speeches it's always great. You know, people sit over there, you can't look at your clock and say, man, what is this guy? No, because he catches your attention. You listen to the whole thing. So nobody ever complains, and I don't complain because he's Bill Walton, you know. So I just love the guy.
All right, Christian, as you know, the Kansas City Chiefs season is just right around the corner, and this is kind of the quiet time, the quiet before the storm, and we're blessed to have you coming in for a bunch of games, helping out the ambassadors, one of our newest ambassadors, Christian Okoye, who's out in California and still comes back and still works with the ambassador group, and we're so blessed to have you a part of that. But let's talk a little bit about this running back group. Obviously, Hunt is gone. I mean, the story has moved on. They have Damian Williams, a guy who filled in last year, who hasn't really played a full year at running back. He's a heck of a running back, played really well at the end of the year last year, but hasn't really proven that he has what it takes to play a whole year. He probably will. Hopefully he will. And then also we have Charles Hyde, who's come in as a free agent. Talk to us a little bit about these running backs and what you see from this group as they progress into the season.
Well, you know, as you said, Williams, he hasn't played a full year yet. So this year we're going to find out exactly what he's made of. And I'm hoping, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he comes up big, because we do need a running game in our offense. You know, you see what he did with Kareem, you know, coming in there. Kareem was a very durable running back. He comes in every day, you know, does his work, and during the game, just a workhorse. We need that type of guy. And if he can do that, I think we're home straight. But, you know, like you said, he just played he played very well. You know, towards the end of last year, this is going to be his test. And, you know, if he doesn't do it, then somebody's got to step up to help out Mahomes, because we have a dynamite in a quarterback here who we can't let down. We can't just leave everything in his arms to, you know, win games for us. He needs some help.
We're talking with Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Nightmare, former Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Famer, now California Sports Hall of Fame, Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. He's in everybody's Hall of Fame. Let's talk a little bit about the running back's role in today's NFL compared to what it was like back in your day. I mean, it's totally changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's totally changed. You know, but you see, running game is still very important in offenses. You know, you can tell New England, I mean, they run the ball and they run it well. It helps Tom Brady with his offense. He got to run the ball. It's not like it used to be when I was running like 39 times or 32 times in a game. But still, you have to run it and run it adequate amount of time in order to give the offensive line, as Tim can tell you, that the offensive line needs a running game, you know, to kind of motivate them some. And the quarterbacks need that too in order to help him with his passing game. So you have to have that. You can't just throw the ball all the time. So having a good running back gives you a breathing room to hold on to the ball and run the clock some, and give the guys some time to breathe.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about as far as the Chiefs are concerned. They really – they couldn't stop anybody on defense, so therefore they had to keep throwing the ball all four quarters of, you know, all four quarters of the game last season. If their defense can come through, like we think they're going to be better, but if they can really come through, then you're going to need that running game and that four-minute offense at the end of the game when you want to eat up that clock and keep the ball on the ground and keep it out of harm's way, throwing an interception or, you know, having a drop pass or anything of that nature. Just stick it into the running back's arms and let him do the job.
Yeah, I think if we're able to hold on to the ball for four minutes, you know, sometimes it will help a great deal. You know, it's just not just, you know, like 2 minutes here and a minute and a half here or whatever. We need like a solid time hogging, you know, just to hold on to the ball some. If we can do that, that will help a great deal, because I love what we've done in the defense. If the defense will play as good as everybody thinks they're going to play this year with all the changes, I mean, look out. We're going to be good.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, Coach Reed has said this, and so I guess it's going to be what they're going to do. It used to be a kind of a four-letter word here in Kansas City, but a four-letter phrase would be a better running back by committee. Has never been a popular thing here in Kansas City, but there was a little bit of that when it was you and Barry Word running the ball. And I contend when you kind of got going and kind of got in the flow of the game, I hated when they would take you out and put somebody else in, because it didn't seem like they had it then. They had that hot running back, you got to stay with them, but we always kind of rotated back and forth and let guy get a couple carries. Talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be a running back in running back by committee, and do you think the running backs get better as the game goes on, as they get touches?
Yeah, of course, running backs do get better. I mean, if you watch Zeke in Dallas, he's the guy that stays on the field throughout the game, and he gets better because he just learns what the reactions of his offensive line and, of course, the linebackers and people that are in front of him. But if you keep going in and out, you get cold, and then you have to start again to warm up and stuff. It doesn't help. You know, when we play, we had a little bit of that, like you said, but most of the time, you know, I will come in and I play like I'll run like two or three times, and then Barry will come in and maybe one or two times, and then Harvey Williams will come in the third down situations.
I forgot about Harvey Williams.
yeah, long neck. He will come in and third balls. We used to tell Harvey, come on, man, put your neck away. Somebody's going to break that.
But and they did.
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So, but it kind of worked for us, because Barry and I were, you know, we are similar in our running style in a way.
So, yeah, so go ahead, Frank.
No, I was just going to say, have you ever been in contact with Barry Word much since you played with him?
Yes. I talk to Barry all the time. He lives in Virginia. He's doing well.
Yeah, what's he doing? Do you know, right off the top of your head?
Yeah, he's in the printing business. He prints like signs and stuff for businesses. So that's what he does in Virginia. But he's doing very well, though. I just spoke to him the other day.
Good. That's great.
So, Christian, I have to ask you a question. I don't know if you kind of were able to kind of take the moniker, the Nigerian Nightmare, and patent that. But there's a guy out there now, but I think his name is Kamaru Usman, who is calling himself the Nigerian Nightmare. What's that all about? Have you had a talk with this guy about, you've listened, there's only one nightmare, and that's Christian Okoye.
Yeah, I know. I had a talk with him, actually. He reached out to me and says, I hope you don't mind. So I kind of gave him the blessing to use it, but, you know, just don't sell anything with it because I own the name. You see, so... don't be printing T-shirts and selling it with the Nigerian Nightmare on it, then we're going to have to share that money over there.
Right, I was going to say, if he does do it, he's going to have to cut you in on that deal, pal.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
And I know that you're a big soccer guy, and people don't realize that one of the first sports that you played back in Nigeria, and actually when you came here to the States, other than track and throwing the shot put and all that, soccer, that you were a big soccer guy. And, you know, we've raised money and sent soccer balls over to Nigeria through some of your foundations. But did you watch the World Cup, the Nigerian Galaxy? It looked tough for a while, but they just couldn't hold in there, could they?
Yeah, they played all right, but they're out right now. They got kicked off in the knockout rounds. Yeah, but they did good. I watched them, and the U.S. is doing very, very well right now. So we'll see what they do against France on Monday. But, you know, like you said, I love soccer. I've played it all my life. Every time soccer is on TV, I'm watching. You know, so this is the season. World Cup, Women's World Cup. I watch it to see who wins and who's doing well. I'm following the U.S. now since Nigeria is out.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming on, Christian. And Jamie wants to say hello to you, and also said that there's a football life. Jamie Ward, who is a big time boss here at CBD American Shaman, says there's a new special on football life of you, Christian. So has that been running, or tell us a little bit about that experience?
You know, yeah, somebody told me that they showed it on Saturday. Jamie, was it Saturday or Friday they showed it recently?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
But it's been out for a while, right?
I think about 4 years, 4 or 5 years now. But they keep showing it. They show it a lot. And every time they show it, people put stuff on social media, and some friends text me and tell me, I'm watching you now. You know,
yeah, that's right.
So,
well, I think it's very interesting to see everything that you've been through and how you got here. And you were a track and field guy, and Nigeria wouldn't let you on their track and field team. So you came to the United States, and you just everything morphed into that. All of a sudden, you start playing football, and next thing you know, you're in the NFL. And I just think the story is extremely compelling. I'm telling everybody to definitely take a look.
If you haven't seen it yet, I believe it is on Saturday. It's coming up again this Saturday. I'm not sure exactly what time, but go ahead and go to your guide and look at the NFL Network and look under A Football Life, and Christian Okoye's story is coming up again on Saturday. So you'll be getting a bunch of notices. But Jamie and I have decided that we will be there next year for the California Hall of Fame. We're going to go out there and represent CBD America.
Oh, definitely.
And Kansas City.
I remember you
We're coming.
Said that.
Yeah,
okay,
we're going to be there next year.
It's a great show, man.
Now, I grew up on Tallman. I grew up on a street called Tallman, and California was the next street over. So can I get into the California Hall of Fame?
Because the answer is no.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
You're from
you know what?
Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know if you can get it right now, but
yeah. All right, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Christian, man. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. It's always great talking to you, buddy. You're a good man.
Hey, thank you, man. You know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed that somebody like Tim Grunhardt offered his back when I was playing with him so I can run into all the time. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
don't forget, Christian, every morning he gets up to go to the bathroom,
he thinks of you. Yeah, I do. And when I'm trying to tie my shoe in the morning, I think of you, Christian. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot. It was worth every hit. I'll talk to you soon, bud. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Chris Okoye, the one and only Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We got a couple minutes left. We have a couple specials. Frank gets to do those.
I also have an update on Tyreek Hill. So we'll have another little update on Tyreek Hill before we close out the hour. Don't forget, you can come join us here. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. And then every week we take the Crunch Time Roadshow on the road to all the CBD American Shamans here in the greater Kansas City area, both sides of the state line. Today we're in Shawnee, 13213 Shawnee Mission Parkway. So I have about 10 minutes to come on in here and sign up because it's the only place you can sign up for the Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue Tailgate Contest. $500 gift card for to Tickets for Less and tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. We'll be right back with the latest on Tyreek Hill right after this.
Kansas City's hometown sports station, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank has got some breaking information.
Yeah, we still have. It's, yeah, right. It's a much more thorough report on the Tyreek Hill situation. I'm going to read this right from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill met with NFL investigators on Wednesday, but there is no timetable for a ruling on his case, sources told the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. The meeting was, quote, very thorough, unquote, and lasted 8 hours per ESPN's Adam Schefter. It was Hill's first opportunity to combat allegations of child abuse toward his three-year-old son. The receiver was also expected to be asked about the audio recording released by a local TV station, KCTV5, on April 26th, in which he was heard threatening his fiancée, Crystal Espinal, and discussing the use of a belt to discipline his son. The Chiefs suspended the 25-year-old from all team-related activities in April as a result of the investigation, but prosecutors confirmed earlier in June that they were no longer working the case. He could, however, still be subject to a suspension under the NFL's personal conduct policy. This is me talking now. I think that's definitely going to happen with the NFL. Now we'll go back to the story. While there's no active criminal probe, Hill and Espinal are still part of an ongoing case with the Kansas Department for Children and Families. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell recently said the league would not interfere until that investigation is closed, but they did have two people from Roger Goodell's office in here talking to Tyreek Hill, and we're going to assume his fiancée, Crystal Espinal. With no ruling on the horizon, Hill is expected to join the Kansas City Chiefs for training camp July 26th, barring a significant development in the case.
Repeat that, because that's big. That's something I think right. is new. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, so while no ruling on the horizon, Hill is expected to join the Kansas City Chiefs for training camp July 26th, barring a significant development in the case. So that is the latest on Tyreek Hill, as we know it. So that's where we are. I think they want to get this investigation. The Chiefs want to get it behind him. Tyreek Hill wants to get it behind him to know what he's facing. The NFL wants to know what the situation is so they can get it behind them as well and move on with everything for the coming 2019 NFL season, where the Chiefs are either the number one, depending on where you look, number one or number two rated team in the NFL.
Yeah, and they want to get that done. I do want to touch base real quick. I just want to thank everybody who listens to A10WHB and has stuck with us over all the years that Frank and I we were doing Crunch Time originally. That started in 2001 or 2000?
It was 2001.
Yeah.
It was July of 2001.
And went through September 11th together and all the way through a lot of things.
I remember that morning.
Left and broke up a little bit, Frank, and we came back together.
No, you left. I didn't leave. You left him, not me.
But we are back, and, you know, I love all the people that are over there at A10WHB. And you know what? The relationship that we've made over there and then also the relationship with CBD American Shaman and the people that are from this great company or just out here to help people and make people feel better, to get rid of pain, because pain sucks. You got to come in and check out these products. I love them. I swear by them. I live by them. Come on in to CBD American Shaman and try some of these products and feel better. That life is too short. You don't want to be sore. You don't want to be hurting. You want to be feeling good every day, and CBD American Shaman can help you do that.
Okay, don't forget, no show next week. It's July 3rd, right on the eve of the holiday.
Too.
We're going to have a little deal with that, so we will not be on the air next week, but we'll pick it up the week after that. So thanks, Tim, for all the kind words, and your lovely bride is here. So.
That's right. She's got something for me to do. We're going to go
shopping.
I bet
she does.
Yeah. All right, guys, you've been listening to Crunch Time.
Follow the Chiefs right here on your home for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sports Radio 810 WHB.